But I do have speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg, that's David Hochberg, who's a handsome man with good seats to Blackhawks
he
games.
He heard you already.
You know, I'm thinking about selling our home and buying a new one just to do business with David Hochberg. We got a joke today from the writer Terry Morgan of Cuba City, Wisconsin, and Nikki Youngren and Peggy Roberts in Crystal Lake. And Michael Lake, the conversion engineer, listening to us in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Martha Kornack from Crystal Lake. And Lori Tusing, still in Wilmette, and Susan Butchko and Fred Fedewa in Wheaton, and Bob Corley and Muggsy John in Brazil, Indiana, and Shelley Hornick in Deerfield. Jeannie Copps listens to us in Michigan. Bruce Chappett and Alan Wolf, thanks for the jokes. Alan is in Dowagiac, Michigan. And Bob from Clinton, Iowa, he writes, I'm listening across the Mississippi. Why do people point to their wrists, Dave, when asking for the time, but not to their crotch when asking where the bathroom is? I'm just wondering. The guy who invented autocorrect has died.
Ah, that's too bad.
His fun fair will be held next sundial. Here's a dirty joke. A man fell in a puddle. Here's a clean joke. Man took a bath. Hey, Dave, you want to hear another clean joke?
Sure.
Man took a bath with bubbles. You want to hear another dirty joke, Dave? Bubbles lives next door. One listener wrote in to say, hey, guys, remember, everyone should remember this. Every dead body on Mount Everest was once a highly motivated person, so maybe we should all just calm down.
And now, a peek behind the curtain of John and Brenda's marriage. First, here's what John says.
Brenda, I've looked everywhere and I can't find it.
And here's what she knows.
He looked in one spot.
And here's what he really knows.
I didn't really look at all. We have this game we play with our refrigerator. Well, I'll say, Brenda, where's the dressing or something? And I swear to God, Dave, I look. I scanned the rows and the shelves. It's not there. I say, Brenda, where's the thing? Right there. It's right there. I don't know. It's magic. It's not my fault. Hey, Dave, you know how I like to give you books to read?
Yeah, unfortunately. And I have enough books.
I know, Dave, so I'm not going to be bothering you with that anymore.
No, thank you, John.
Hey, Dave, do you listen to podcasts? Because I found some you might like to listen to. Here's one, Dave. Growing Your Own Food by Rosa Carrots. And you should download Round the Mountain by Sheila B. Cumin.
I've never heard of these podcasts,
Listen to
Joe.
This podcast, Dave. Is This Love by Midas Welby and The Hurricane by Rufus Blownoff. Hey, Dave, you should download Performance-Enhancing Drugs by Everhard Muscles.
I don't think these are really podcasts,
John. They weren't really books either, Dave. I've got one more for you to listen to. Though, listen to this, Dave. The Art of Igloo Building by S. Chemo.
I think I'll read the books instead.
I'm just turning the page. Julie Andrews found a vibrant red lipstick that fell apart when she used it, and it made her breath stink, so...
Her super color fragile lipstick gave her halitosis?
That's right, Dave. I grabbed my Samsung phone when it fell off the table yesterday, and I caught it before it hit the floor and broke.
So, you saved the galaxy!